The U.S. Supreme Court has cleared the extradition of Mumbai terror attack convict Bahawur Rana to India as it dismissed a review petition against his conviction in the case. India was seeking the extradition of Pakistani origin Canadian businessman Rana, who was accused of playing a major role in the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks, which claimed the lives of 160 people. He's allegedly associated with the Pakistani-American terrorist David Coleman Headley, who was one of the main conspirators of the attack. This comes weeks after Rana approached the U.S. Supreme Court against his extradition to India after losing the legal battle in lower courts. This was his last legal chance not to be extradited to India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Indonesia Prabowo Subianto will hold talks in New Delhi this afternoon. Both leaders will undertake a comprehensive review of bilateral ties and discuss regional and global issues of mutual interest. Several agreements will be signed after the talks. President Subianto arrived in New Delhi on Thursday on a four-day state visit to India. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of Republic Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 p.m. on the entire national network of Akashwani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcast in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashwani will broadcast regional language versions from 9:30 p.m. onwards on its regional networks. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people of Himachal Pradesh on their statehood day today. In a social media post, President Murmu said the state, which is famous for its natural beauty and tourist places, has been a center of spirituality and culture. Prime Minister Narendra Modi in his message said the state has preserved its natural beauty and its magnificent heritage. He wished that Himachal Pradesh moves rapidly on the path of progress. The 15th National Voters' Day is being celebrated across the country today. President Draupadi Murmu will attend the main function in New Delhi. Union Minister for Law and Justice Arjun Ram Meghwal, along with the Chief Election Commissioner and the Election Commissioners, will also be present at the event. During the event, President Murmu will present the Best Electoral Practices Awards to state and district officials for their exemplary efforts in ensuring smooth elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today wished the people on National Voters' Day. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the day is about celebrating India's vibrant democracy and empowering every citizen to exercise their right to vote. Around 10,000 special guests have been invited to witness the 76th Republic Day Parade at Kartavya Path in New Delhi tomorrow as part of the government's efforts to enhance public participation in national events. Among the special invitees are Accident Prevention and Disaster Assistance, AAPDA, Mitra volunteers, accredited social health activist, ASHA workers, Farmers Producer Organization, FPOs, PM Kisan Samman Nidhi beneficiaries, My Bharat volunteers and others. Like every year, this year as well, on the eve of Republic Day, Akashwani's most prestigious and much talked about program, National Symposium of Poets, will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani at 10 p.m. today. In this symposium, around 400 poets of the country will recite poetry together on one stage. Delhi Metro will start its services at 3 a.m. on all lines tomorrow to help people reach Kartavya Path and witness the Republic Day ceremony. According to Delhi Metro, trains will operate at intervals of 30 minutes until 6 in the morning, after which the regular timetable will be followed for the rest of the day. In men's cricket, India will take on England in second T20 international at the M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai today. The match will begin at 7 p.m. The Surya Kumar Yadav-led Indian side are leading the five-match series 1-0. In the series opener on Wednesday, the men in blue crushed the visitors by 7 wickets at Kolkata. Put into bat, England were bundled out for just 132 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.